The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Omaha says repair work on a levee breach near Hamburg, Iowa, has been completed. The agency says the breach was one of four priority beaches to be closed in the wake of historic flooding along the Missouri River in March. Sioux City was hit hard when the Zenith plant closed 40 years ago. And now a New York filmmaker wants to find out what happened to the workers and the community. Jay Shapiro was in Sioux City this week talking with former employees and their families for a new documentary. Shapiro says he was inspired to make the film after watching a documentary by George Lindblad about the struggle to keep the Zenith plant open as it was happening.
That sparked this conversation, maybe a natural one of like, what happened? Well, first to those people who are actually in the film, but just what happened to that community? This one, you know, landmine in their lives went off, and sort of where are they now? And sort of where are they now politically is the overarching maybe question that I have.
Shapiro will be in Sioux City later this year to continue his research and filming for that documentary. Well, tonight is the final show for the Downtown Live concert series for this year.
You can see the color of another man's soul.
The Taylor Scott Band performs tonight in front of the Sioux City Public Museum, and the show begins at 6. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.